Hey, welcome to our Intentional Living Center today. We're live, and I got to tell you right up front, parents, this program today probably isn't best for the little ones. You got the kiddos, you might get them busy with some other things, because we're going to talk about what happens when friendships outside of marriage, opposite sex friendships outside of marriage, blow up. They don't work, create problems. And we're doing this for one reason, because we want to help each of us in the world in which we live. We interact with a lot of people of the opposite sex. We work with people of the opposite sex. We're in church and friendships and different things to be reminded that if we want to be intentional, we want to live an intentional life in Christ to bring glory to God, benefit to ourselves, we better face the reality that if you're not prepared for what can happen, it may happen. Dr. Randy here, and I'm going to open the phone lines to you. I'd love to have you join in. Just we're going to have a discussion, what you've learned, what God has taught you, what you've been through, what you've experienced in this world of opposite-sex friendships in the workplace, in church, and friendships, what have you. Give us a call. Find the phone line is open at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Staggering statistic, as far as I'm concerned. This statistic says that 89% of people believe that two people can be friends, even if one of them is married to somebody else, without any problems. And, you know, I think that's possible, and I know that does happen. I know some of you, you have friendships, the opposite sex, and you're married, and it works. But it's also true that at times it doesn't work, and I always tell people it may work for you, but maybe not so much for the other person, because you don't know what they're thinking. Did you know, according to research, that men view opposite sex friendships in a different way than women? It found that 62% of men are more likely to report being attracted to their female friends than vice versa. And then they are more likely to overestimate, guys, the level of attraction that their female friends feel toward them. typical male, right? Anyway, this is an issue that may not be so funny for some of you because you faced it. And it destroys. And I'm going to lay a verse on you right at the beginning here. Right at the beginning. Proverbs 4:23. Men and women, above all else, guard your heart. Guard your heart. For everything that you do flows from it. Your heart, of course, meaning your thinking, coming from your thinking to your emotions, and then obviously to your responses in life. All right, this is for adults today. Let's talk. We're being intentional. We want to help you. Maybe save a marriage today, save a relationship, save some heartache as we think about the boundaries and importance of handling this intentionally, opposite sex friendships. All right, 888-888-1717. Let's go. Brett, you're first on the line today. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dr. Randy. My wife and I work in two completely separate fields. My wife is in real estate and I'm in education. And, you know, this is actually something that's come up in our relationship. We've been together for about 8 years and married for five, and actually the first three we really were long distance in our relationship, and that was actually something that happened between her and a male friend before we were married. And so that's always been on my mind, especially in a female dominated business and education. You know, we really try and involve anyone of the opposite sex who we consider friends to be involved with both of us. So there's an emotional connection to both my wife and myself on a friendship level. And then we try and just be open and honest about, you know, what we're doing if we're with someone with the opposite sex. Like if she's going to go have a business lunch with someone, she's going to tell me about it and talk about, you know, what they're talking about. If I have to work after hours because of the job I am with, you know, my female coworker, she's going to know what we're doing, when I'm coming home, you know, and there's got to be a trust factor just because of the requirement of our job. But at the same time, you know, I think engaging with the individuals of the opposite sex is fine. It's just you have to have your wife or your husband know that person as well and know what's going on and really keep the door closed on any sort of emotional connection beyond friendship.
Yeah.
Right. I'll help someone through something, but I'm not going to be the shoulder to cry on, so to speak, if anything happens.
Yeah, if you need that, you need both of you with the same, you know, together to have them cry on both of your shoulders. Now, Brett, do you feel like you guys are successful with this? Do you feel comfortable, a lot of trust? Things are pretty positive in terms of this world in which we're living when it comes to this topic?
Yeah, I think we have it pretty well figured out. We're going on our fourth child here, so I think our emotional connection is pretty strong. And, you know, we both have lots of friends who are of the opposite sex. We like people, so we have lots of friends, lots of people we like to be involved with. We like to have a very open house for friends and family to come meet. And, you know, comparatively to the world, people don't want to think about the fact that you can have an emotional, you know, relationship with someone outside of your marriage, and that's not okay. You know, you can, you know, emotionally cheat on someone, I guess. And a lot of people outside of the biblical worldview just don't see it that way. They think it'll be okay, and they try and prove people wrong. And time again, you look at the marriage statistics, it's that's not the way it works.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thank you, Brett. A lot of good insight there. And you've been through it. It sounds like you went through it and were able to forgive and restore. And I know that doesn't always happen. Sometimes it's one and done. You know, you blow it in this area and you can blow your whole marriage and your family. It's a serious big deal when it comes to opposite sex friendships. And some of you, maybe you want to join in here and just say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is how we've stayed away from this in our life. This is something that we've made as a priority. How do you deal with it? One of the things that Brett said is so important is engaging your spouse. Here's a question. In my book, Starve for Affection, I was able to take some of the questions from my friend, Dr. Todd Lindemann, who laid out some of the things that we need to ask ourselves. And one of the things you have to ask yourself, if this is a problem in your marriage, is do you find yourself with an opposite sex friend, either at work or what have you, keeping it as a private friendship? In other words, you don't let your spouse know, you don't want your spouse to know, they're not engaged or involved in that relationship with you. And if that's the case, then you got to ask, come on, our own hearts. It says guard your heart, right? That's what the scripture says. I mean, you don't have to go very far into your heart, into your mind to ask yourself, hey, am I vulnerable in this area? Is this something that could be an issue? And I would say maybe it's not an issue, like I said earlier, to you, but it could be to that friend. They could be going through some things in their life and they come, they want you to really connect and they find that you're more easy to talk to about things in your life and what's going on in their life than they do in their own marriage. And instead of encouraging someone to work on their marriage, it diverts them from taking care of the issues they need to take care of. Now, I know we're living in this 21st century. We've got a highly connected world, and we have friendships online, and there's friendships in the workplace, in person. And I know that's just part of the world in which we live today, and that's good. But now more than ever, boy, we got to understand the power of guarding our hearts. All right, let's get to some more calls as you dial. I'd love to hear your story. What have you learned? What is God teaching you? What are you doing? What didn't work? We're in this together. This is Intentional Living. If we can help one person today, you're a part of it. 888-888-1717 is the number. Joanne in Texas is next. Appreciate your call. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Go right ahead.
Prior to our marriage, we had a situation like that. There was a friend, he was friends with both of us, and he would invite me over and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. I'd get there, and his wife wasn't home, but I considered him a buddy and did not consider, you know, a relationship because he knew I was dating his friend. So that went on for probably more than a year until a lot of people had said to me, hey, you know, he's just very interested in you. They noticed that when we went out, he would intently listen to me and talk to me and stuff like that and acted like his wife wasn't even there. I just didn't see it, you know, because I was like, no, he's just my buddy. We're all friends.
Or didn't you want to see it?
I honestly just didn't.
Okay.
I just considered him my buddy. I didn't consider anything else. So when they brought that to my attention, I started paying closer attention, and I was like, wow. So we can't be friends anymore. And if we are, it has to be, you know, the three of us or the four of us. It can't be just you and me. So to this day, and especially with the media, there could be, you know, like a Facebook request, and it'll say, so-and-so wants to be friends. And I may recognize the name, and I'll say to my husband, is this somebody you know? Why does he want to be friends with me? So if I don't know him and the wife, I just decline it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and we don't do passwords on our phones. We don't do any of that stuff. Everything is open and available.
How did that man accept the fact that you guys went in different directions then?
I don't think he was thrilled about it, because he actually started talking about leaving his wife. And I said, well, don't leave her for me, because I'm not going with you.
Wow. Straightforward. There's a lot of honesty. We need that today. All right. We're talking life today. We're talking about what happens in the sexual tension that can occur, or romantic tension that can occur, even unexpectedly, when it comes to relationships outside your married friendships, and not intended to be an issue, but it can become an issue for you or for the other person. And listen, we love you guys, and more than anything here at Intentional Living, we want the best for you. Yeah, you know our mission statement, 7 words, we want to help you experience your life the way God intended. And all I know is at the end of that trail is a lot of brokenness and pain and ache, and who knows, maybe divorce and other things. And so if we can help one person today to say, hey, I'm going to follow what God's word says, bring him glory and benefit for me and my family, I'm with you, Randy. Flee even the appearance of evil, it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, even the appearance of it. Boy, listen, do we sound old-fashioned in 2025? I don't know. Maybe, but that's okay, because it works. Here's what I know. When we are doing what God intends for us, because he loves us, he's a loving father, we get the great, big, huge benefit at the end of the day. Come and join us. Let's be honest. We're talking together. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Every question we ask in life has the power to set us up or set us free. In Dr. Randy's teaching titled The Power of Questions, he unpacks the first question in the Bible and how the serpent used it to twist God's word and lead Adam and Eve astray.
God never told the woman she couldn't touch the fruit. There's already a deception that's occurring in this woman's mind, and Satan is setting her up.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets to listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Great reminder. Listen, your prayers, your support, huge. We need you. Thank you for standing with us. Your monthly support is keeping us on the air, allowing us to do this worldwide online as well through our podcast ministry. When you join us, just call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go on over to theintentionallife.com, and safe and securely, you can give there. All right. We're talking today, adults, about life, about relationships, opposite sex friendships, and how to do it God's way.
I think probably my husband and I may have been very, very different couples because of this, but I had a very good friend of mine who was of the opposite sex all through high school. He was my best friend. I continued to be my best friend through life, and I was 24 years old when I met my husband, and we got married. The man still was my best friend outside of my husband, and he knew it. My husband knew it. We did very well with that, actually, because I made sure that my husband knew that he was the most important person in my life. I never let him worry about that. I always made sure that he knew all the time. Nothing ever happened between me and the friend of the opposite sex. He's still one of my very good friends, though we live so far apart and we have different lives. But my husband and I have been married now for 33 years. Praise the Lord. And we hope we get another 33 out of it. But make sure your husband or your wife knows that they are the most important person and that they have nothing to worry about and fear. Bring them into the relationship as well so they feel comfortable all the time, and always, always keep Christ as the center of your marriage.
Let me add, Lori, listen, because I get calls, hundreds of them over the years, of people saying, yeah, but my spouse isn't comfortable with it. Even though you are, they're not, right? What's most important? Your marriage. All right, to the phones, let's go. Micah, you're in Texas. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Appreciate your call. What have you learned? What do you want to add to this discussion today?
Me and my wife, we've been married for 23 years. And I committed adultery on her, I guess, within our seventh year of marriage. And it took a lot for her to forgive, of course. That was the first step, to forgive me. And so today, I mean, she could totally trust me, 100% trust me, and I can 100% trust her. But still, we take those cautions to not be, like, just male or female together. I mean, it's always me and her with mm-hmm. a female or a male, you know, vice versa. We don't, not that we can't trust, that the trust isn't there. It's the fact that Satan, he's got schemes and he's got plans and he can throw words in, you know. So basically it's just accountability, you know, that it's a protection, to knowing that,
yeah,
okay, no matter what Satan does, there's others that were involved, and they know the truth.
Let me ask you, Mikey, we don't have to go too far, too deep, but just where was the turning point for you? I'm assuming you made connection with this woman at some point, didn't intend for that to happen. At what point did you say, hey, I should have, at that moment, known I should go in another direction?
Me and my wife were having problems in our marriage, and I was just to a point to where I was just being rebellious. We weren't walking with the Lord at the time, and I just once it happened, it was just a guilt thing, and then it was kind of it was like it's exciting because I was getting away with something.
Yeah, yeah. And I think go ahead. That's fine.
Then once it was brought to light, you know, I mean, after that, that was my turning point to where, you know what, I need to be a better husband, be a better father, and because my wife, she really is truly a godsend. You know, she prayed for me. She had other women pray for me, and God makes ways. He makes stuff happen whether you want it to or not, you know.
Yeah, well, you're blessed. She hung in there and said, hey, let's work on this and restore it. You are blessed, and God bless you. And I hear in your heart the sincerity of saying, hey, I'm a different man now. And God does a lot of healing in your life. That's good. And I asked that question because Micah just gave some warning to everybody listening. One of the major problems that can occur in an opposite sex friendship is when you're having problems in your own marriage. If things aren't going well in your own home, you're not communicating, you're not involved, you're not all the things that are God's intention for a good marriage, it's easy to start talking to somebody or connecting with someone who shows a little interest in you, cares for you. And just like Micah said, hey, I'm getting away with something, you know, like, wow, a need's being met. You know, Satan is a deceiver. So when the Bible says, written many many, many years ago, back into the time of Solomon, Proverbs 4, above all else, guard your heart. Be sensitive. Your heart is tricky. Your thoughts are tricky. Can get you and me into trouble every time. All right, let's continue on here. We're talking about opposite sex friendships. Cleona is on the line. I think, did I get your name right? In California?
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What's your story?
Well, Randy, I've been married 8 times, and it wasn't until I started serving the Lord that I learned the good way and the way to stay away from. And after I got married the first time I was 15 years old, was in love you know, and started, I wanted a family, started having kids, but he was kind of a womanizer, and he was older than me, of course. I was only 15. And it just got to the point where that was out of control, and I ended up leaving him when I was 2 months pregnant with my second son.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, from there, it was like, for me, and again, I didn't know Jesus at the time, and I wasn't, you know, didn't have any wisdom. And so everything turned around for me. I was very angry and hurt and all that. So at that point, I was kind of abusing men, not physically, you know, but, you know, like mm-hmm. men just do all this stuff. And it was like, well, so I would go out and, you know, meet somebody. And then I ended up getting married because they wanted to get married and all of this. And then at some point, they'd cheat. You know, like, we had friends and other couples. And like you say, you can't have a male and a female. Can't be friends. They can be husband and wife. But you can't, they can't be friends.
So you found even when you get involved with your friendships, and those would turn bad as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then I'd end up getting another divorce. Yeah. And when I came to the Lord, I was married, and we were actually going to get a divorce because he cheated. And when the Lord, because for me it was like truly miraculous for God to reach down to a wretch like me and give me the opportunity to say, I'll serve you, Lord. And give me a brand new life and me become a new creature was overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says, eight times. I mean, we're talking about pain here. We're talking about lost years. The Bible talks about the years the locust has eaten, you know, those years that we can look back and say, boy, why did I do this? Why did I do this? Mistakes, sin. Come on. But the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That doesn't mean the scars don't leave and the memories don't, you know, get at us sometimes. But there's a cleansing that can occur. And I would say to you today, whoever you are, wherever you are listening today, you're caught in something. You know you shouldn't be there. You know it's not what God's intention is. You turn the radio on today for whatever reason. God loves you. Today's the day to say, God, I'm done with this myself. I give my life to you. I'm done going my own way. Come into my life. And listen, wherever you are today, listening to the radio is fantastic. Listening to the music and the encouragement and the worship and the hope, you need it. But you also need to get plugged into a Bible teaching church today or this week where you can get support and be around other people that can love you and encourage you in a healthy way. And if need be, find a counselor. Get with somebody who can help you sort through what's going in your life. Because here's a fact. We carry from our childhood and things from previous decades of life into the current decade, and they become things that cling to us and hold us back from experiencing God's very best in our lives. We don't want that. Clinona, thank you for your call from California. Your honesty, frankly. We appreciate it. Okay, Bob, you're next in Arizona. Thank you for your call. What's your question or comment today?
Yeah, Dr. Randy, I'm still kind of struggling. Had a deal with my wife's sister back in 2014, getting divorced, and her divorce spilled over into our marriage. Her soon-to-be ex-husband, he was using my wife to lean on while he was getting divorced.
Mm.
And they were talking on the phone all the time. And she was supposedly helping him with his taxes, helping him with questions on his taxes. But then it kept on going and kept on going. And I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, I don't want to get too deep into this.
No, I understand.
I'll have you on the phone for 2 hours. But anyway, this was back in 2014. And it just reared its head again last year, started Thanksgiving, not this past Thanksgiving, but the one before. And it was 2024 was it was the worst year of my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm 65 years old. My wife and I, we've been together in July. It'll be 50 years we've been together. We've been married for, it'll be 47 in June. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I'm to the point where we've done okay saving for retirement, but not to get divorced and be retired. Yeah. And at this point where I'm at, Dr. Andy, I'll tell you something. I would, if I thought that I could afford to leave her, I would divorce. We'd already be divorced. It'd be over. Mm. And
is that what she wants? Is that what she wants? Is that what she wants?
No, she's kind of oblivious to this whole thing. Either that, or she's playing it real cool. Mm. I don't know which.
Is have you guys been in counseling together over the years?
No,
since then.
She absolutely will not go.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that, you know. But I will say this: I've made peace with this thing. I've made adjustments in my life, and I've made peace, and I'm okay. It's just that I just did not figure on going into retirement, not being able to stand my wife.
Bob, thank you for your call. We're out of time, and I think your call reminds us it doesn't only happen in young couples and young people. It can happen at any stage in our life. And hey, listen, we love you all, and I think Bob is reminding us. Listen, we got to flee the appearance of evil. We got to guard our hearts. We got to be aware that Satan is a deceiver. The Bible says in 1 Peter, where Satan is like a lion and he prowls around looking who he can devour, it says. He's after your heart. He's after your marriage. He's after your family, folks. He's after you. And this may not be the issue in your marriage, in your life. It could be some other area in your life than this one. And just remember, you may say, well, I'm clean on this one. You know, I'm fine. But Satan is out there, and he's an enemy. Not about perfection, it's about living intentionally. Here's the question: whatever you're facing today, what one thing could you do, will you commit to over the next 30 days for you and your life and your family that would make the single biggest difference in this topic or whatever, and then do it for God's glory and your benefit? I want to thank each of you for calling. We're going to stay here and record some more calls. We're going to air them on Monday. This is Adult Talk now. We're talking about opposite sex friendships, but you can call. Tell us your story. Tell us what you've learned, what you're doing. 888-888-1717 is the number. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.